It's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a woman's title, drop the first and last letters, and read the result backward to get another woman's title. And I said both titles are common English language spellings. What are they? Well, the intended answer was baroness to senora. Many solvers also submitted a less interesting answer, but also legitimate, dame to ma.
Okay, we had more than 500 responses, and this week's winner is Bob Flood of Allen, Texas. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I've been playing since the postcard days. I'm just thrilled.
Here it's a family activity.
Yes, it is. My wife, my kids, and my 91-year-old mother-in-law, we all play together and help each other.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Bob, today's theme is hot. I'm going to give you three words starting with the letters H, O, and T. You give me a fourth word that can precede each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said helmet, oven, and tank, starting with the letter G, you would say gas, as in gas helmet, gas oven, and gas tank.
Okay.
All right, each of the following answers is four letters long. And number one is hose, opal, truck, starting with F.
Fire.
Fire hose, fire opal, and fire truck. Nice. Here's your next one. Hook, oil, tail, T-A-I-L, starting with F.
Fire hook?
No.
It swims in the ocean.
Oh, fish hook, fish oil, and fish tail.
That's it. Here's your next one. Held, organ, towel. And it starts with H.
Okay. Handheld, hand organ.
Yeah.
Handheld.
Yeah.
And sir, I can hear your wife back there. And I have to tell you that as much as we like everyone to play, you're in the hot seat.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in the hot seat.
And I think you said the word.
I think you have the answer. Go ahead. Say it again.
Handheld?
Yeah. I like a handheld game. Yeah. Right. And hand organ and hand towel.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here's your next one. Haste, H-A-S-T-E,
mm-hmm.
Office, time. And it starts with P.
Post haste, post office, post time. Yeah.
That's it. Post time is in horse race. Now, each of the next answers has five letters. And your first one is hunting, organ, trailer, starting with H.
House hunting, house organ, house trailer.
Yeah, you got it. House.
Oh.
Good.
What is a house organ?
House organ. That would be like a publication within your company.
Oh.
You know, if NPR puts out its own little magazine, that would be your house organ.
Okay.
Here's your next one. Hole, H-O-L-E, mm-hmm. Olive, tie, T-I-E, and it starts with a B.
Hole, olive branch, whole branch,
no,
high branch.
And remember, it's five letters.
Oh, five letters.
So, olives, there's two colors of these.
Black.
Right. There you go.
Black hole, black olive, black tie. Oh, my God.
That's it. All right, and here's your last one. It has six letters.
Okay.
And your words are holiday, offering, television, starting with P.
So the television, this is something that also goes with radio, and you are on it.
Oh.
It's not commercial radio.
It is public holiday, public offering, and public television.
Yeah,
bravo!
Yay, finally. And all those people listening probably had all of these answers going, oh, that old guy just doesn't get it.
It was a hard one, but you did well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Bob, what public member station do you listen to?
Well, I'm a sustaining member of KERA, but I listen to several public radio stations.
Wonderful. Bob Flood from Allen, Texas. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Andrew Chaikin of the National Puzzlers League, which will be having its 179th convention in Milwaukee next weekend. I'll be there, of course. The word pancake has an unusual property. If you remove its last letter, you get a series of U.S. state postal abbreviations: Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Alaska. Can you name a major city and state that both have this property? And to solve this, I'd say first think of a state in which you can drop its last letter to leave a series of state postal abbreviations. Then find a major city in that state that also has this property. And the city and state names have to be different. What city and state is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, July 12th, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.